is feeling is dear remote.
I'm Carl Bowman.
The year 2021 is slinking off with farewell celebrations mostly muffled by the coronavirus pandemic. But there's good news from South Africa. It's the first country to pronounce itself past its Omicron wave. The new year began its annual roll from east to west quietly with no official firework display, for example, in Auckland, New Zealand. Former South Korean President Park Geun-hye was released from prison on Friday, nearly 5 years after being convicted of corruption, fueling debate over whether she would play any role ahead of a March presidential election. Park, who is 69, was the country's first democratically elected leader to be thrown out of office when the Constitutional Court upheld a parliamentary vote in 2017 to impeach her over a scandal that also led to the imprisonment of the chiefs of two conglomerates, Samsung and Lotte. A South African Judicial Commission will formally hand over the first part of its report to President Cyril Ramaphosa on Tuesday, following its inquiry into corruption during former President Jacob Zuma's time in power. This is what a cabinet minister said on Friday. The inquiry was established to examine allegations of high-level graft during Zuma's period in power from 2009 to 2018. The German charity vessel Sea-Watch 3, carrying hundreds of migrants rescued at sea, will dock in the Italian port of Pozzallo in Sicily, a charity group operating it wrote on Twitter on Friday. The vessel has been seeking a port to disembark for the past week since rescuing the migrants from the Mediterranean Sea. For more on these and other stories, please visit voanews.com.